Listen, Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Sandra Hamlin, H-A-M-L-I-N, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 9-8-1948. Date of service is 5-19-2026. Ms. Hamlin is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's sitting up in her chair. She said that she's feeling better. She denies any complaints of pain. She does have some bruising that she's concerned about, wondering if it's from old age. She said that she's been eating well. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. Denies any abdominal pain. No nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea. No other complaints. She has been participating with physical therapy and has been improving. She feels better. No other complaints on examination. Case was discussed. No other complaints on examination. General appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. No organomegaly. Extremities. No edema, pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Impression number one, cirrhosis. Next, history of encephalopathy. Next, hyperammonemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, history of dilated cardiomyopathy. Next, history of upper GI bleed. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan. Patient discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. We'll check routine labs. Yeah. We'll continue other medications. She was encouraged to participate with physical and occupational therapy. Explained to her that the bruising is contributed with her skin as well as her liver. Failure, which can contribute to easy bruising. Also, her platelets being low can contribute to her bruising. We'll continue current medications, continue to work with PTOT, we'll monitor her progress. As mentioned, we'll get blood work, we'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3-19-1936. Date of service is 5-19-2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing better. His wound on his toes, the left one, he feels has significantly improved and healed. The right one still needs dressing changes. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He says that he's been taking his medication except for the water pill that he feels does not take at times. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. Overall had been doing well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema as well as chronic wound on both the toes. Impression number one, history of osteomyelitis. Next, great toe wound bilaterally. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, neuropathy. Next, history of CHF. Next, history of atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about symptoms, continue with wound care and dressing changes. I have recommended that we recheck his blood work. He does complain of feeling somewhat sleepy and tired. We'll check his thyroid, check his electrolytes and kidney functions, continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Hollenbeck, Hollenbeck. James, James, date of birth is 8/8/1942. Date of service is 5/19/2026. Mr. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing well. The wound on his neck has a scab. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. Has been eating well. Has been trying to do some exercises. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart stool was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neck, right side. Left is scab, no redness or inflammation seen, no drain. Impression number one, squamous cell cancer, right side neck. Next, severe aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. Next, CAD. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next is shift cardiac arrhythmia, status post AICD. Next, chronic anemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Pre-implant discussed with the patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. He seems to be doing well. We'll continue current medications. I would use antibiotic ointment on the scab slash wound area. So there is no infection at this point. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up with the surgeon. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of the patient.